The Broncos rebuild begins.
That starts now.
Coaching changes, free agency, the draft. We've got it all covered on Drive Time Sports. Weekdays at 3 on Extra Sports 1300.
Welcome back, Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. Ryan Kaufman with you. There are roughly 1,800 guys playing Division I hockey in this country, and our next guest has scored more points than all of them. Well, he and some guy from Northeastern. They're tied right now for the nation's lead in scoring. He had 2 goals and 3 assists as the Colorado College Tigers beat and tied Miami over the weekend. Hobie Baker nominee Nick Halloran joins us. Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always our pleasure. So a pair of goals, a few helpers. It seems like you fall out of bed and you get a goal and an assist lately. So how are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling good. I've definitely been finding the net. I've been fortunate enough to be playing with the right players, and I was definitely more happy about the win and the overtime win for us. But I'm definitely finding the net right now.
And at what point this season? Because it seems like from my perspective, and I've talked with Javi about this a little bit, it seems like early on in the season everyone was so worried about Mason that you were getting a lot of good looks and stuff. Now you seem to be kind of the focus of opposing teams, although that would be a mistake because Mason's still pretty good, but it seems like now you're the main target. Do you notice that a little bit more, that maybe the attention is shifting from opposing teams away from Mason to you? And if you feel that, how do you kind of like that feeling that you are the guy with the target on your back?
No, I don't really think I have a big target on my back. At least it doesn't feel like that. But, me, Mason, and especially Trey, we're all pretty dangerous players, so I think whenever our line is on the ice, other teams know it, and I don't think they're specifically keen in on one of us more as just a line, because we're all pretty good players, and we all can find the back of the net. You've seen that throughout the season, and I haven't really noticed a shift or anything. I think if one of us scores, it's usually the other one getting the assist or the other way around. So It's nice that we're doing well, but it's more exciting that the team's doing well.
Yeah, because last year obviously was very difficult for you guys. You had a few highlights here and there, like the tournament in Florida and everything like that. So how much more fun is it just to come to work every day knowing that you guys, you're really in a position where you can beat anybody on any given night if you guys bring your A game?
Yeah, it's awesome. The rink's a fun place to be, that's for sure, especially this year. We have a really good team in the locker room, and we know that we can beat anybody in the country, like you said, if we play our A game. And that's pretty exciting, because if you look at the standings, we're right there between, a couple other teams for home ice maybe. So it's an exciting time, and we're definitely all looking forward to the end of the season here and seeing what we can hopefully do.
Is that a stated goal for you guys? I'm looking at your last 4 series. You got Omaha, who's right in front of you. Then you have 3 of the top 4 teams in the conference, Dakota, Denver, Western Michigan. Is getting home ice something that you're telling each other that is a stated goal for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the goal. We definitely have to have a strong finish here. But, home ice is huge in playoffs, but I think – either way, if we don't get it, we're going to be ready to play whoever it is.
Not just from your guys' perspective, being in the dressing room and just coming to the rink on Friday and Saturday nights and being excited because you guys know that you have a legit shot of winning. Do you feel like the building there at Broadmoor World Arena, are you feeling a difference in the energy of the crowd on a nightly basis?
Yeah, definitely. Compared to last year, I mean, I'm not sure about attendance or whatnot, but it definitely feels like there's more people there, and that people really get excited when we play the right way and we get a win for them, because they've been great fans for us and they stuck with us the past couple of years, and it's nice to see that we're finally playing pretty well for them.
Yeah, we've been to a few games. It's now my kids, my two sons' favorite thing to do is come and watch you guys play. My oldest, because his name is Alex, guess who he, what position he would like to play when he's, right, a little bit. Yeah. So we've been to quite a few games, and we can certainly in the stands feel a difference. The one thing I will say, though, and I don't know if you're allowed to comment on this, the goal song. I'm relatively new to the area. So, you know, I haven't been going to CC games for decades or anything like that, but I feel like the song from Space Jam, maybe there can be a different goal song. Since you guys are lighting the lamp a little bit more, maybe we update it, no?
Or I'm pretty indifferent on it. As long as something's playing, you know, I think that's the main goal.
Right. Nick Halloran from the CC Tigers joining us here on Drive Time Sports. He's tied for the lead in the nation in scoring. So last year, 29 games, 5 goals, 4 assists. 19 games this year, you already got 16 and 23. Is there? It looks like it's been clicking all year long. But if you go back to last year, was there kind of a game there in your freshman year where all of a sudden you had the light bulb or it clicked? Was there a point where you felt like you were finally fully comfortable playing at the Division I level?
Freshman year or this year?
Last year, because it seems like, or has it come this year? That's my question: is when did it fully click for you?
Yeah, freshman year is hard. It's just it's an adjustment, especially with how strong our conference is. So I was more just trying to be reliable defensively first and then kind of work on my offensive game part, like the second part of that. And I think that's been a big part of my game this year is I've been trying to work on being defensive-minded. And if I get an offensive chance, I take it. Yeah, I don't think a light bulb ever went off. I just think I had a little bit more confidence coming into the season, and I think we got a pretty good team this year, a championship-caliber team, and I think things are just kind of going our way right now, which is it's nice to see, and I think things are only going to go up from here.
Got to start ending games in regulation. You guys are playing too much extra hockey. Well, I guess you guys like being out there, so that's not a big deal to you guys.
We're getting pretty tired. We'd like to end it in regulation, too.
Well, nice enough. You get a week here to kind of get ready. As I mentioned, not that it doesn't matter what four teams in the NCHC you face, they're going to be difficult, but it's even more so with Dakota, Denver, Western Michigan, and Omaha being the last four weekends of the season. So right here, you get a week off. Is this a good time, or would you guys rather be playing this weekend?
I'm pretty indifferent on it. I mean, I think it's good that we can, you know, restart the engines, rest a bit, and get ready for North Dakota. But, yeah, I mean, we're pretty focused in the locker room, and just because we have an off weekend doesn't mean we're not looking at North Dakota every day and looking at the standings and hunting down where we want to be. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be nice to have some time off, but definitely excited to get back after it in 2 weeks.
Have you cast a vote for yourself yet in the Hobie Baker?
No, I have not, actually.
Have you cast a vote for Mason?
Not yet, but don't tell him that. I have not cast a vote at all.
I'm sure the family's going nuts right now with that whole thing, and you got cousins and uncles and aunts and everybody voting for you right now. Have you heard a lot back home about people voting for you for the Hobie Baker?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a lot of support from directions I definitely didn't see coming, and it's nice to see that people are keeping tabs on me, and it's pretty surreal experience for sure, but I'm definitely more focused on the team here, and our goal is to make the NCAA tournament, and from there, really, anybody can do anything with it because it's one-game elimination, so I think as long as we keep focusing on the team, we'll get the results we want.
Yeah, the nice thing is the more you win, the higher profile you guys get, and it all ends up working out, and you don't have to campaign too hard. So allow me. You can log on to HobieBaker.com/vote and vote for Nick and Mason. Don't forget, Mason's top 10 in the country in scoring, too, so he's been outstanding. So vote for these two guys who have helped the Tigers really break through this season. Nick, really appreciate the time, man. Keep up the good work, and hopefully you guys can weather the storm here in the last 4 weeks and put yourself in a good position come tournament time.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
CC Tiger forward, Hobie Baker nominee, co-nation leader in scoring, Nick Halloran joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Thanks to Jerry Cross and everyone over at CC for always helping us out and making the Tigers available and allowing them to join our fine program here on a semi-regular basis. We're really just getting going here on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports. Don't go anywhere. This is Extra Sports 1300.